Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, the CGIAR and the centers it supports are very pleased to be co-organizing this conference with FAO and the other Rome-based agencies. And I'd like to particularly thank the delegates that have remained so late this evening to listen to this speech. It was mentioned by Mr. Diouf that many factors have come together to contribute to the global food crisis. And I would like to focus on one that he also particularly highlighted, but which has maybe not received sufficient attention. The investment in agricultural research and development for developing countries has been steadily declining for the last 20 years. And yet, investment in agricultural research and development is of fundamental importance. The World Bank own report on agriculture and for development notes that such investment has an average internal rate of return of 43%. Such research has been at the heart of the work of the CGIAR. For every dollar spent in center research, $9 worth of additional food is produced in developing countries every year, where it is most needed. And the investment continues to pay off. The CGIAR centers are fully prepared to contribute to the resolution of the crisis that we live today, not only in the short term, but especially in the medium and long-term actions that will minimize the risk of reoccurrence. There are no simple solutions, no magic bullets. We must increase productivity in the globally important staples, but we cannot only focus on these. Locally important crops and livestock are often the key source of sustenance for poor people, especially rural people, and production in such diversity-based systems, for which are most common in marginal areas, must also be increased to improve food security and nutrition for the poorest farmers. Success will require collective action among all key actors and players. We recognize that we cannot work alone. The CGIAR centers will work in concert with other international institutions, such as FAO, IFAD, the World Food Programme, and the World Bank, and with regional, national, and local partners. The centers have prepared an action plan that will be made available to you, and in it we set out ways in which, with our partners, we can act in the short, medium, and long term. The list is lengthy, and I may just select a couple of highlights. In the short term, although food and seed aid are needed to address urgent humanitarian needs, they must also be provided in ways that do not distort local markets or diminish the incentives for developing countries to produce more food. How we can help them to do so? By working with partners to step up the availability of higher yielding and better adapted crop varieties and livestock breeds. Alliance research has shown how such varieties, along with specific low-tech methods for delivering small amounts of fertilizer and harvesting rainfall, can increase yields. This is just one of the immediate actions that can boost local food supplies. Others are detailed in the action plan. This research is done. We know how to proceed, but in the short term, we need a greater push to put in place appropriate policies and to work with extension agents, farmer groups, NGOs, local and national partners, and others to enable this research to contribute to alleviating the immediate problems. In the medium and long term, agricultural production will need to respond to the increasing demand for food, and yet harvests will have to come from a shrinking land area, and will have to use less fuel, less fertilizer and water. Farmers will need, therefore, stress-tolerant varieties and production systems that deliver high and stable yields against the background of a complex global market environment and in the face of more market extremes of climate and falling and polluted water tables and decreasing biodiversity. Over this timescale, the centers know what needs to be done, But more public research will be needed before the research results reach the farmers. As an example, let me point to CGIAR research that is identifying the best sources of adaptation that will allow crops to withstand heat stress, which climate scientists tell us is likely to be one of the primary challenges of changing climates. Work is still needed, however, to clearly identify the sources of adaptation and to integrate them into varieties and livestock breeds that will be productive under the novel weather patterns that are coming. There are many other areas in which the Alliance of CGIAR Centres and its partners can contribute: policies, integrated agriculture, soil and water management, and so on. To do so, however, there will have to be a drastic increase in research and development for agriculture, which remains the most potent force for lifting people out of poverty. I therefore would like to call for a significant resurgence in investment in agricultural research at the local, national and international levels. Without it, we believe that while the world may deal with the food crisis today, the fundamental problems will remain to haunt us in the future. I thank you for your attention.